From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Migrants put the pressure on Croatia. Croatian leaders are putting the army on alert after crowds of migrants scuffled with police along the border with Serbia as they seek to enter the European Union. Croatia became the latest pressure point in the migrant crisis after Hungarian riot police used tear gas and water cannon Wednesday to turn back people at that country's border with Serbia. The European Parliament, meanwhile, is backing a plan to distribute 120,000 refugees among European Union member countries in an effort to relieve overcrowding in EU border nations that are the first stops for migrants seeking asylum. The head of Burkina Faso's new ruling council says the president and prime minister are safe in military custody and will soon be released. Emily Yob reports.
Early Thursday, a soldier, Colonel Mamadou Bamba, announced on state television that this is indeed a coup.
Le président de la transition est démis de ses fonctions.
Bamba says the interim president is dismissed from his function. He says the transitional government and the National Transition Council are dissolved and that the consultation will take place to form a new government in charge of organizing inclusive elections. Emily Yob for VOA News in Abidjan.
At least three people were reported killed as young protesters attempted to gather near the presidential palace in Ouagadougou. The U.S. Embassy says roadblocks have been put up across the city. Chilean officials say the death toll rose to at least 10 from a powerful 8.3 magnitude earthquake late Wednesday that triggered a widespread tsunami warning. The quake, which shook northern and central Chile, was centered about 500 kilometers north of the capital, Santiago, and was felt across South America. This is VOA News.